Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Going right at it, John.
And he is having a hard time, and Claudia.
We're going to go to Otto's house, and we're going to make sure that his heat
Claudia's trying to help Otto adjust his heat. By being assistive versus adaptive, right?
And it's interesting because now so many homes have Wi-Fi capability. With Wi-Fi capability come certain apps that you can have installed and you see these commercials where Google can turn your heat on, your lights on.
Right.
There needs to be some wiring and installation done in order for that to happen. Some of it works wireless, but you need a system in place for it to connect. You need the connectivity. If you go through the process of having that installed, as far as your heat, right now you're sitting in the studio, you could press a simple button and you could turn your heat on to almost any temperature that you'd like. You know, if you're going away for the weekend, if you, you know, have
that's
someone
that's changing your system at home. It's not adapting to the system you have. You have to put a new system in.
You can adapt to the system that you have.
Oh, okay.
You can add it, depending
if it's
a very,
if
it's
an
and right, if
it
it's
has
a,
to be like Bluetooth,
exactly,
capable,
and okay. Depending on the age, obviously it may or may not work. I mean, that's going to the now when you say smart home, that is the extreme of smart home technology because
right.
Through these systems, not only can you adjust your heat, you could adjust your lights. If you're away, you could turn them on and off so people don't see that the house is empty.
Right.
You know, things of that nature. Then you could add on all types of sensors that if a pill box is taken out of a medicine cabinet, they can tell you or a caregiver when that pill box was lifted. If there's less of a weight, there could be sensors on the floor that will dictate your gait to see if something's off with your step. It's like you said, it's sort of a la carte. It's how much or how little, and that happens by speaking with your physician, your family, and someone that can evaluate what your needs are and make recommendations.
Well, I actually did an offline survey with
some offline
people, informal, asking them, you know, knowing we were going to do this smart house, smart home thing, as a senior, what would you like to have?
Okay.
And I got a couple of quick ones here. They said they would like to be able to talk to the TV so that they can turn it on or off and change the channels without even using a remote. So we're getting to that point.
And there are voice active commands, and this will fall under assistive technology.
They want to be able to automatically clean their toilets.
I'd like that too. Wait. Wait just a minute.
Close and open shades.
That is available.
They want to vacuum clean it, that they don't have to do anything but just tell it to go vacuum.
That is available.
They want a medicine manager, which we just talked
prompts,
about.
Prompts, things, and also, yeah, okay,
great. A chairlift.
Yes.
Which we talked about. Something to manage their garbage so that the garbage will just go out when it has to go out because seniors have a problem.
I thought that's what a husband was for.
Garbage in
the house.
Oh, see, no, that's abuse.
Uh-oh, bring him back.
You
know,
weren't listening to the first segment.
I've got here. I always get in trouble. It's okay.
A phone that's voice controlled.
Yes, that's available.
Water temperature controller.
That's available.
So you don't scald your
you
hand.
Put that on your hot water heater. That's very
a lock
easy.
Control so
what?
That. Lock.
Oh, okay.
So you can open and close locks.
Now, that's something that scares me. When you allow technology to open and close your locks, I get concerns, and I probably shouldn't say this,
well, no,
with hackers.
They say
that's
people
my concern.
Can actually drive by. In some cases, there's no question of security issue.
Think about the garage door openers. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, taking that to the next level. Because that was an option. I have smart home technology in my home.
Do you?
And I did not choose to do the locks.
Right.
And I regret it sometimes, a pain in the you-know-what, when you have your bags. But it's just something about, I know that's my key, and you know, I'm putting it in the door lock. I don't know about an app.
They also said, how about ability to communicate with the neighbors on both sides? Like an example was given, and years ago, there would be two tin cans with a piece of string going between the houses, and you could actually communicate like that.
So sort of a walkie-talkie system,
yes,
or something.
Yeah.
I mean, within a certain range, there are devices that you could use, but both parties would have to be agreeing to use it. And, you know, I go back to you have a cell phone. Most people, you could just use your cell phone also.
But with all
but
this in mind.
The houses talking to one another.
How would you start? Like, First of all, it can be very overwhelming. You said you already have a smart home.
Right.
It was installed when you got there?
I actually live in an old Victorian, and it's retrofitted as a smart home. And I started with cameras because I have two teenage girls.
Okay.
Went from there. But when you start and you have the system, then you could add on to it little by little.
But it was already there.
It wasn't there. We put it in after the fact, but again, it all works off of Bluetooth. So you have to have your Bluetooth and your Wi-Fi.
Right.
You do have to have an AV person, company come in, and they will need to do some wiring. So there is a hard wiring aspect to any smart home technology. So it's important to note that.
Right.
And it's also important to note, you know, a lot of people, there isn't any private pay insurance that will cover the cost of this.
Right.
But having said that, I do have, and I could give it at the end, the number for Medicare Part B. They actually cover some, and I'm going very, you know, this is specific to the person in the case, but you can always call them first and ask them about adaptive or assistive technology. And again, assistive technology would be this kind of new technology, whereas adaptive, and the name sort of says it, is more of an add-on. Install in your grab bars, widen in doorways. Perhaps you need, you know, you find in yourself you're now in a chair. You need to lower your counter levels. That's all adaptive. It's already taken something and adapting it. Assistive will be anything new that you're bringing into your home or to, you know, some people even, you need things to help you with your job. That is all assistive technology. Screen readers, magnifiers. You mentioned the phone alerts. There are also lights. You know, your phone could light up.
Right.
In case you don't like to wear your hearing aid in your house, which I don't recommend. You should, if you have a hearing aid, you should have it on.
I have my smartphone light up.
Yes.
Because I turn the volume off
yes.
most of the time, and all of a sudden it starts blinking
yes.
like you're having
a seizure.
And a
topic that's close to me is, if you have a hearing problem, get a hearing aid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is
assistive technology. Right?
Absolutely.
Right. Because if you can't hear somebody banging on the door,
right.
Maybe they'll break the door down because they think nobody's home.
Right. And you know? The fire alarm could be going off. Endless reasons. You have it for a reason. Use it.
Yes.
I'm going to throw something else here, totally off subject. Put numbers on your house.
Yes. Oh,
because
my gosh.
In the last week, I've had a series of appointments, and I've driven up and down the block. I had to get out of the car and walk and say, okay, 16, 18.
You're guessing.
This must be 20.
Do you want the fire department or the police to guess?
It's amazing. And it's just so evident in the last couple of weeks. I've had a lot of different appointments at houses. I get the street, and you can't figure it out.
If you look at one or two of the old newsletters.
These were the Pioneer. These were actually
no, I know.
That's
right. I know you brought it up. I know you brought it up
I wrote
once
an
before.
Article about
right, visibility
numbers,
of numbers
on homes.
Yeah.
It's so true. Especially people then, you know, this is totally, let's go in this direction, but the holidays.
Right.
Your number may be visible, but then you put a wreath on your door kind of holiday decoration. If you're blocking the number, be conscious of that. And maybe even if you have to put a temporary sign on your mailbox or something,
you can't see it in the dark.
Right.
And it gets dark now at 5 o'clock. So that
means I agree.
You can only have a problem before 5 o'clock
right.
so they can find your house.
And it's not, I mean, mine is not emergency stuff when I'm going to see people. But I'm saying if there was an ambulance, you wouldn't know which house to
absolutely.
Go to.
Every right. minute matters
yeah,
in an
exactly.
emergency.
Yeah,
you don't want them trying to guess or look. Yep.
Law?
I heard a phrase, the Amazon Echo, you know, where you tie in voice control. You can ask, what's her name on the Amazon thing?
I think her name's like Alex.
Alex.
Right, and it's the equivalent to Siri
Alexa
on the Apple
whatever.
Products, right?
And if you could get to the point where the Alexa, and you say to Alexa, put the lights on in the kitchen.
And you can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not necessarily with the Alexa system, but again.
But with the smart home.
With the smart home technology, you can very easily turn on television.
Right.
Turn on. And also, another great point with the smart home technology, what happens if you left your home and you say, oh my goodness, did I turn off the stovetop? Turn off stovetop. So here we start getting into not only something that helps you, but is a safety concern.
Well, in my working past, I was very involved with different technologies, and one of them was barcode in the early stages, and the other one was RFID, you know, where you have a little chip that you can use to put on televisions or whatever, and you can take inventory without having to go anywhere. You basically just have a tracker that could track the RFID. And I did see, I believe it was IBM actually, had a kitchen of the future. And the kitchen of the future included a refrigerator where it knew, that the technology knew what was in the refrigerator in terms of how old it was, and you now need to order blah, 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 and it would communicate that to a screen, and now you were able to throw out the old stuff, automatically order something new. And believe it or not, this was probably about 15 years ago. We're going to get to that point.
That exists in Korea currently.
Yeah.
Korea has refrigerators that if you take out, when you take the seventh egg, it reorders a dozen eggs. Automatically, it's hooked
and
to
it's,
the store.
Right, and it's all done
and
with
you
the
have to
sensors.
Put everything in the right spot, though.
When
it goes by the weight of the milk, there's a quarter of a quart left. The next day, it's being delivered to your house, a quart of milk.
It's just, it's so amazing. It just seems like an episode of like the Twilight Zone or something. It's like how, where like things are going.
Yeah.
It's just really,
well, I was involved with those self-checkout terminals also that you see in different.
Now, do you use those?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm very interested in.
I'm just interested in seeing the person that uses
what goes on inside of those things is unbelievable. Yeah. Like you talked about the weight of whatever. That's how they double check what's going on. They have scales that are super, super sensitive. And that's why you're always told, well, put the
bag,
put that in the bag, you know.
Right.
And it actually matches up against the barcode, you know, that you don't put a six-pack of beer in the bag.
Otto's tried, so.
I was going to say, nice example.
When really, you know, you wind up paying for a bag of potato chips, you know.
Well, now you take that technology and put it to your medicine cabinet.
Right.
You put
yeah.
it to, you know, I had a grandmother, she just passed recently, 96 years old. She was living alone. We had no idea what she was doing. God only knows what she was doing. I guess she was doing something right to live to 96.
To make the 96, yeah.
But it would have been great to have, you know, I was relying on her saying, yeah, I took that I think I took that medication. For family members to be able to stay in contact without being that hovering child or grandchild, given that senior, the independence, but still being able to track and make sure that they're staying on track. I mean, you know, then there are much more simple ways that you can have your prompts with a wristwatch, or now smartphones can remind you to take your medication. You know, there are boxes that you just could have your medication preset for you for the week, and little things that, even though we use the word technology, aren't attached to any technology specifically. Like when you say adaptive technology,
right.
You know, that goes, to me, a lot of adaptive technology is really just construction. It's you know, maybe a walk-in bathtub, maybe like I had mentioned before, widen the doorways, lower in light switches, add in larger knobs to make it easier if you have arthritis. Things of that nature still are technology.
More mechanical.
Exactly. It's right.
Like, don't have a rug. I don't know what category that falls under, but
The scatter rugs.
Scatter rug that's going to slide, and you slide with it,
right.
Or fall over it.
Right. It's an accident waiting to happen, and yet you see so many people, you know, it's a no.
You know, like, think about a senior who may not be technically up to speed, may not even have a computer. Can they take advantage of things like this?
Well, obviously, they can take advantage of a lot of the adaptive equipment to make themselves more comfortable in their home and be able to stay in their home longer. And, you know, I remember Project Independence, a lot of times they would work with different groups that would help install, if we still do this, but the grab bars and ramps.
Right.
Again, that's adapting your home to making modifications. Maybe that's a better word for some, so that you could stay there longer, more comfortably. And a lot of times, you know, I watch it. My mother has very bad arthritis. She can't turn a doorknob. So my father took the regular round doorknobs and put lever doorknobs. That's, again, adapting technology. You know,
right, not everything is some major
exactly.
Know, technology
so I don't
right.
want a senior to
right,
be
the word
scared with the
you
word
think, like,
technology.
It's something, right,
you don't need a computer right. necessarily to do everything. Now, if you want to have your talk to your television, yes, and you want your lights to turn on by voice command, that's a whole different realm.
We're going to just hold on that thought. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.